1. And we're back here live on the scorecard on News Talk 1230 WFAS. And right now on the UFC gym hotline, we have UFC strawweight Paige VanZant on the show. She's going to be fighting this weekend, and she joins the show right now. Paige, what's going on today?
I'm just hanging out in my hotel room, getting ready for Saturday.
Paige, so this is a big fight for you. I mean, you had your first fight in the UFC. You got a win. First of all, let's go back to that for a second. Tell me what it was like to get your first ever win in the octagon.
Honestly, it was the biggest moment of my life. And even when I was walking into the cage, you could kind of see on my face, like, I was just taking it all in. And I couldn't wait to be in there. It was a huge moment for me. It was just in shock, and I didn't want to ruin the moment by worrying about the fight. I just was blessed to be there.
Paige, this is Jordan Griffith, and this whole stardom, this rise to you has happened very quickly. What's this experience kind of been like for you, and how have you, balanced it all and still, gotten ready to fight?
The balance is honestly easy. A lot of it is the UFC is such a professional organization to work for. They take care of everything. I don't have to stress about most things with other promotions that are smaller. You have a lot more to worry about. Where with this, UFC takes care of it. So I don't have a lot of things to worry about. I just 100% get to focus on my fight.
Paige, I got to ask you. You're still young. I got to ask you, what was it that made you want to get punched in the face for a living and punch people in the face for a living?
Actually, growing up, I used to backyard box my neighborhood boys. So I had it in me for a while, but I didn't start until I was 15. My dad was a huge fan of Ken Shamrock, and when we moved to Reno, Nevada, Ken had a local gym there, and he just convinced me to try a class with him. And from there, it was a complete passion that grew in me. There is so much technique, and it's such a discipline. I fell in love with the discipline behind martial arts.
I like that, Paige. Fighting the boys. You're welcome to punch me in the face anytime you want, Paige. Don't worry about it. Coming into the fight this weekend. You're coming into the fight this weekend. You're going to fight Felice Herrig. She's a good fighter. We've kind of seen what she was able to do on the Ultimate Fighter this season. What's the mentality going in facing against a fighter like Felice?
Yeah, of course I changed my fight camp a little bit for every opponent, but I have the same mentality going into this one as I did the last one. I'm just confident. I'm keeping God on my side and just staying focused.
Paige, you didn't get a chance to have the opportunity to be in the Ultimate Fighter house due to your age. What do you think that was maybe a blessing in disguise that you didn't have to go through that process, or do you maybe regret not being able to do that?
Honestly, I do think it was a blessing in disguise. It would have been awesome to work with those coaches, and I know it would have been a huge learning experience, but I learned so much more in my fight camp with Team Alpha Male than I could have in the house. I got to stay with my fight camp. I got to put on a perfect camp and train for my UFC debut and get a big win. So it was a blessing in disguise.
So you were with Alpha Male before your first UFC fight?
I was, yes.
Okay, I heard or read a quote from you recently where you said you didn't feel like you were a fighter until you had that first win in the octagon, and I want to get your thoughts on that specifically, and also what was it like before you got to Team Alpha Male? How did they change you as a fighter?
Before I went to Team Alpha Male, the only training I really had was just learning how to brawl with people. I was training alongside, I just didn't have the mentality, I guess, with the coaches and with the training partners. You see, like, Uriah Faber, TJ Dillashaw, and all those guys, they're champions, and they're champions for a reason. And when I switched camps, I got to work with their coaches, work with them, and see what it takes to become a champion, and that's when everything changed. I got real fight, real fighting technique, real classes, and that's really when I completely changed.
Paige, now obviously the fight is kind of what's on your mind, but what's the other kind of stuff been about? You know, you're going to the Best Buy Theater to talk later today. You'll be in Times Square. You're in New York City. What's the other side of this? You know, how have you been able to take this on, and what's that really, you know, meant to you?
The whole thing's just been a blessing. All of this experience has been huge for me. It's been a roller coaster, but I wouldn't change it for the world. And I just hope to continue to grow in this sport and win fights and just become the best fighter that I can be.
We're talking to Paige VanZant here on the scorecard on News Talk 1230 WFAS. Paige is going to be fighting Felice Herrig in the UFC strawweight division this coming weekend on the main card. It's really a stacked card. If you look at it up and down, it's just an unbelievable card to be on free TV and not be on a pay-per-view. Now, Paige, I want to ask you, now you have the Reebok deal, and there was a lot of people saying when that happened, you know, Carla Esparza was the champion at the time, and she didn't get a Reebok deal, and she had something, you know, a few people had something to say. How do you respond to criticism for people who maybe say, you know, you've only had one fight in the UFC, you only had one win, and this girl got a Reebok deal?
You know, I think the negativity will be there no matter how successful I am. You see Ronda Rousey with all of her success, and she's this amazing person, and there is a ton of negativity behind her still, and even Walmart refuses to sell her book because it's violent, or because of how violent of a person she is.
Meanwhile, they sell guns and everything.
Exactly. So, you know, no matter how successful you are, there's still going to be that negativity. So I just don't focus on that. I'm surrounded. I have such a strong circle of people that are support me and support what I do and that are proud of me. The negativity out there doesn't really get to me.
You know, Paige, you know, fighting is one thing, but, you know, women's MMA is kind of really exploding, obviously, with the rise of Ronda and with yourself and some of these other fighters. You know, what does it mean to you to kind of represent, you know, almost another side of the sport and kind of be one of those faces to represent women, you know, all around the world who fight?
It's huge, honestly. I just want to be an inspiration to young girls out there that don't think that they can do something or they're trying to overcome an obstacle, that it is possible. I've broken a lot of boundaries and done a lot of things that people said I could never do, and I hope to continue that.
Oh, Paige, I know we only have like a minute left with you, so I gotta ask you, I gotta put you on the spot a little bit. Not too bad, but what round? What is it? Are we going to do a decision against Felice? When are you gonna stop her?
Ooh, you're just going to have to watch on Saturday and find out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paige. Jordan and I will be there in person, so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Paige.